Assalamualaikum and hello. My name is Engku Abdul Ghaffur bin Cik Engku Ali from Faculty of Science and Marine Environment, University of Malaysia, Terengganu. Today I will present my poster PP008 entitled Influence of Graphene Nanoplatelet GMP Size to the Mechanical and Electrical Properties of High Density Polyethylene HDPE Composite. In this work, HDPE containing GMP nanocomposite were fabricated using matte mixing method followed by injection molding. The matte blending approach has the advantages of being more environmentally friendly, which is solvent free, more productive and simpler to scale to industry level. The prime aim of this study is to produce HDPE GMP nanocomposite and characterize its mechanical and electrical properties. The creation of HDPE GMP nanocomposite involved the matte mixing approach. By varying GMP content from 2 to 15 percent, the mixture was processed in Heke internal mixer equipped with the rotor blade rotating at 50 RPM with the temperature at 180 degrees C. The molding was used to produce the tensile bar shape specimen. For the finding, for the morphology, the dispersion of GMP in HDPE matrix was examined using the SEM scanning electron microscope, showed that micrograph of the tensile fracture of the surface of 8, 10 and 15 weight percent GMP in HDPE. For low GMP, the morphology of fracture at height modification confirmed the strong attachment of GMP to the HDPE matrix during the mixing process. The high content of fibrils were unexpectedly fractured with lower degree of deformation, suggesting the premature failure and brittle fracture performance, which is shown in tensile test. For the Young modulus, it demonstrate the increases in linear fashion with the concentration of GMP, highlighting the potential of GMP to enhance the mechanical properties of nanoconcentration of GMP. The value of Young's modulus may be low due to the reduction exfoliation in the plastic zone of the specimen. Fracture morphology confirmed the tensile and impact strength result, where the 8 weight percent sample showed a high lethality and the 50 weight percent nanocomposite has high reinforcement efficient with high Young modulus, highly brittle and low energy fracture surface. SRD showed the prominent piece which is close to the pure HDPE, and also for the GMP we show the noticeable peak at 26.5, which is correlated to the intense peak of the GMP. In the conductivity, the addition of GMP as a filler create an interplanetary network of GMP graphene and polymer, which significantly enhance the composite electrical conductivity as 10 weight percent of 25 micrometer sample result the highest conductivity. This enhancement is due to the covalent bonding between the large GMP particle, which reduce contact resistance, resulting in the overall boost in conductivity. The conclusion, the use of GMP improved the mechanical property as evident in increasing Young modulus and also enhance the conductivity in the composite with increase of the composition of GMP. Finally, I want to acknowledge the Ministry of Higher Education for the support in the FLGS grant, and also the staff of Nanophysics and ANOMA RIG. With that, thank you.